I think that scale is less important than it might seem. For me, I think the important thing is that most of the drawing happens somewhere around the shoulder, and that there's a possibility of working quite finely, even though one's working with a body or a shoulder movement, or on a very large scale. But that as soon as the work starts being done with the knuckles, as soon as it starts becoming a cramped hand movement, whether one's working on physically a large sheet of paper or a small sheet of paper, scale starts intruding. And that has to do with the scale of the kind of mark and where the impulse for that mark comes from. So that even if I'm working with a very fine piece of charcoal or a fine pencil in a small detailed area, I find that if I let myself try to do it carefully and try to do it with the muscle coordination of the knuckles and the hand, it generally becomes tight and cramped and dies. And even if I'm working on the same postage stamp scale, but can keep that sense that that drawing is happening through the whole arm or into one's shoulder, there are processes and muscle coordinates which are much smarter than one's conscious process, which enable the right object or image to start emerging on the sheet of paper. This is not to say that it's an unconscious process or that it's an automatic process, but there is something in that trained arm coordination, sometimes even working with a very blunt piece of charcoal when one's not certain where the point of it is, that allows a life in a drawing to emerge that often dies if you think you know what you're drawing and try to carry out that instruction with good movements of your hand.